Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Ron Lovett. I was calling because I spoke with a representative about charges to my account. We had canceled our account like 3 months ago, and I've gotten three charges to my account, and I wanted refunded for those. The previous person I spoke to just refunded me this month's charge, but I should also be refunded the two previous months.
So that I can better assist, if I could please have your zip code.
15642.
Okay, thank you. And your name?
Christine.
Okay, the last
Love
one.
It. Love it. Love it. L-O-V-E-T-T.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just one moment, please. Okay, so it'll be just a moment while I get the information pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
I do apologize for the wait. I'm still accessing information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, once again, I apologize for the delay. It should be just any minute now.
Okay.
Okay, for security purposes, if you would verify your address.
219 Sunrise Drive, Irwin, Pennsylvania. 15642.
Okay, thank you for that information. Pardon me. And I have gotten an account located that shows your name and address. It shows a canceled account for the sweepstake offer for the kitchen gadget. I believe this was KitchenAid.
Right, yes.
All right. And when is it that you said that you canceled?
I canceled like 3 months ago, and I've seen charges like for the last 3 months. So two of them were like $56.95, and the third one was $67 or $68.
Okay. pardon me. Do you have that cancel confirmation?
I just spoke with the woman just before she transferred me to you. She did not give me a number.
No, sir. You said you canceled 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Do you have the cancel confirmation?
I don't have it in front of me. I don't have that information with me. I'm in the car right now.
Okay. I'm just going back to look for notations here. I do apologize for the wait. I'm still going through the account. Let's see. Okay, the only notation that I'm finding, let's see. If you can excuse me for just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. All right, let's see. The only notation that I'm finding, it shows on, I just lost my page. All right, it shows on July 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
That there was a call-in wanting to know what the $5.74 charge was. Was advised
mm-hmm.
contest entry to receive item if they are the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it doesn't mention anything about canceling. There was an inquiry about the entry for the sweepstakes.
Hold on one moment, please. Yeah, I remember calling in, and I had asked about the $56 charge, too, and I had asked that to be canceled, that we would not be charged anymore for it. We didn't want to participate in this anymore.
Okay, there's not any notation regarding the $56.95, but it just shows that there was an inquiry regarding the $5.74. I would have to have a confirmation number for cancellation, since it does not show a notation here. We are required to note the accounts, but it does show that you have already been assisted with a credit for what you were billed in the month of October.
And I'm not going to get billed in November, am I?
No, it's a canceled account. There's no more sweepstake, and there was a shopping store membership that came with the offer. That's what that charge is. So that's canceled.
Like I said, the information I have is at home, and I'm not at home right now. I'll have to go look and see if I have that cancellation number. But, you know, like I said, I mean, I called in there, and I talked to the people about canceling it, and I can't help it if they didn't write it down, but we did discuss that.
Okay, well, if you remember the date that you called, we can, I don't know, let's see, that was 3 months ago. They may can pull that call to go back to look, but we would need the date and time that you called in. But it doesn't show any notation regarding a cancellation, but it does show the inquiry about that $5.74.
Well, yeah, I wanted to know what it was for, because I don't never recognize the charge in my bank statements.
Right.
So I called to inquire what it was. She told me, they told me what it was, and I said, well, we don't want to continue. And I thought I had it taken care of back then, but I've been getting more charges to my bank statements.
Yeah, that's because of the terms and conditions for the shopping store membership that came with it. But it is a canceled account. You will see the, pardon me, you will see the refund, excuse me, for that $67.32 reflected back in 3 to 5 business days. And
okay.
Is there anything else, sir, that I can answer for you?
No, if I find that confirmation number, I just call back in, correct?
You can give us a call back. We're a 24/7 call center.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.
Bye-bye.